I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Glass sculptor Jonathan Swans is visiting the Willamette Valley from Hawaii and doing an installation at Lane Community College called Vibrant Matter, Sculpture in Glass. His show opens on Monday, March 31st and runs through April 24th with an artist talk and reception on April 2nd. His recent path has included collaborations with dancers and other performers, and there will also be a dance performance by Bonnie Samoa and Sarah Nemechek in conjunction with the exhibit on April 2nd. Jonathan Swans joins us in the KLCC studios. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Eric. Grateful to be here.
Well, you speak of glass as being alive in a sense. In what ways do you mean that?
It actually moves and is animated as you work with it. We're constantly, as a glass worker, trying to figure out that the timing and the energy of keeping the material malleable. And so we're working with different equipment that introduces heat back into the material. And as that heat increases, its vibrancy increases, its vibration, it moves up to a higher place and it becomes more liquid. You have a small amount of time after that to manipulate it or change it or bring it into the shape that you hope for it to arrive in. And so as it's cooling, it's becoming more of a, it's losing some of that life force in some way. And so there's this constant introduction of energy and exchange of energy that's happening. And so for me, it's this very dynamic living material.
Existing on that boundary between solid and liquid, that's really not so different than human existence, is it?
Yeah, I think exactly. And not only on a physical level, I mean, we're made up of, you know, atoms and molecules and liquids and solids and how these are constantly in some kind of dialogue within us, but also thinking about our consciousness or our awareness and how it goes through state changes as well. I mean, that's really what I'm interested in as the glass, is that, as you mentioned, it's solid and liquid and back and forth. And so it's these state changes that happen influenced by a temperature gradient working with glass. And I think we as humans also go through many state changes, not just maturation into from youth to adult, but through different levels of awareness. And there's different things that I would equate in our lives that are temperature gradients, if you will, different experiences that are hotter or cooler that influence us and facilitate change.
Is that what you mean when you say that glass exhibits social behaviors?
It's not only glass when I think of as exhibiting social behaviors, but materials generally and the way they self-organize, like a crystalline structure. Glass is, in fact, a non-crystalline amorphous structure, but matter or inert matter materials that we think of actually have social behaviors to them if we step back to look at them through a different lens. They seek the path of least resistance. Humans do this. Fatigue under strain. Humans have this as well. Different ways of repulsion and attraction. You know, these are the dynamics that I see in materials and identify as social behaviors.
Glass, more than most art forms, depends on light as well, a relationship with light. It needs light to pass through it before it becomes alive. So how do you work with light as a material as a sculptor?
Yeah, light animates the glass for certain. It activates it in a way that it really demonstrates its kind of celestial, ethereal, spiritual aspects, which for me is extremely unique and important for us to remember that's in us. And so working with light, it's more about placement in space or how you arrange it in architectural or environment and so that it can be activated.
That's particularly true, I think, in an installation piece like you're doing at Lane Community College. You're working with very specific conditions of light and architecture. So how have you worked with that in this particular installation?
The exhibition has two components to it. So one is a proper gallery show. I call that Vibrant Matter collectively. And there's multiple bodies of work that are exploring these social dynamics of glass as a living material. And then in the adjacent building, in the Studio Arts building, there's an installation I call Rite of Passage. And so that was unexpected until I visited the school and I saw this large atrium and there's 30-foot ceilings and it's 30 feet by 30 feet open space. And it just was an incredible architectural space, something I call a prime real estate for art. And so my question to the department was, can I use this? And they were said, of course, for certain, that would be fantastic. And at the time, I had no idea what I would do. And then I was generating ideas. I knew I wanted to suspend something because it had this great opportunity. There's a second floor mezzanine that goes around it. And so I was trying to figure out what was a point of departure or point of entry into this dialogue. And I'm very interested in concepts of transformation, whether it's material transformation or social transformation. And I think of those things that facilitate transformation as technology. And so when I was thinking about this space, I was having an inner dialogue about the technology of spiritual transformation. And one of those modalities that was interesting to me is the concept of pilgrimage. And so pilgrimage is a laborious, labor-intensive, long-duration experience with the hope that you arrive at a new state of awareness. Of course, there's a geographical destination towards which you're moving in a traditional notion of pilgrimage, but the idea, in fact, is for inner transformation to happen during the pilgrimage. And so I started to think about other forms of spiritual transformation or technology that facilitates it. And I recognized the importance of portals in life. And we have these moments where we cross some liminal or barely existing threshold. And not until we're through it do we have the opportunity to look back and recognize that some great transformation's happening. Something significant changed in that marginal moment of going through the portal. So for me, portal and pilgrimage became this interesting, not opposition, but there was a relationship there that needed to be considered, at least by me. And so I built this large installation called Rite of Passage as a visual exploration of the relationship between pilgrimage and portal.
And Rite of Passage is spelled R-I-G-H-T. It's a different kind of Rite of Passage. And in conjunction with this exhibit, Bonnie Samoa and Sarah Nemechek will be doing a little bit of dance with this installation. How does that all tie together?
So the R-I-G-H-T bit is to suggest or bring in the conversation of morality. Is something right or wrong? Is one to be elevated over the other? And I'm not saying yes or no to that. I just hope to present a platform for questioning. And yes, Bonnie and Sarah are both going to be doing a performance on April 2nd, 6 p.m. And it's an opportunity for them to activate the space. And Bonnie and I share similar ideas about the way I work with materials as in social behaviors and the transformative nature of glass as she does with dance, and particularly through a style that she refers to as continuum. And they're coming into that space to activate it, to animate it. And as observers, as an audience, we'll have an opportunity to transpose ourselves into the dancers, you know, psyche and bodies, and get to feel and see and experience how the space can become alive.
And how will you tie that all together with the artist talk that goes before the dance?
The artist talk at 4 o'clock is going to be a lecture talking about the a partial evolution of my work getting to this state. So I'll talk about some earlier work that I've done and a seed of idea that's been constantly nurtured and to arrive at the state of vibrant matter. I'll also show some images of process so people will start to maybe understand some of the mystery. Glass itself is a very mysterious element, and the working of glass is something that most people don't have a direct connection with, so it's hard to grasp. And so hopefully the images will bring a tangible aspect to it.
How did you make this connection from your place where you currently are in Hawaii back to Lane Community College? How did this come about?
There was a open call for exhibiting artist from Jennifer Salzman, the gallery director, and so I applied. And at the time, I was in graduate school. This is almost 2 years ago, in fact. And I submitted two portfolios, one that was more in the direction of vibrant matter and one that was a reflection back on earlier works. And Jennifer was very supportive of me, invited me in to have an exhibition. And we knew that we had to time it right. And so, in fact, she was gracious in offering me this spot March 2014.
Well, we really appreciate having you here with us in the Willamette Valley.
Thank you so much. And I just want to give a big thanks to Jennifer Salzman and Lane Community College for the invitation to be here.
Jonathan Swans, whose installation, Vibrant Matter, Sculpture in Glass, is on exhibit at Lane Community College from March 31st through April 24th. The main exhibit is in the LCC Art Gallery, and there will also be an installation called Rite of Passage in Building 10 on the main LCC campus as well. On April 2nd, the Artist's Talk will be at 4 p.m. with a reception to follow and a dance performance by Bonnie Samoa and Sarah Nemechek at 6 p.m. For more information about the exhibit, lanecc.edu/artgallery. And for more on the glass of Jonathan Swans, see swansglass.com. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you very much, Eric.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.